Morning. Welcome to worship both here in sanctuary and online. Today we are celebrating Palm and Passion Weekend. So today is a special service, and you'll notice that we have special elements in today's worship service, and we'll be explaining that as we go along today. But just want you to know that today is this movement from the celebration of Palm to the reality of Jesus' Passion. So we invite you to make that movement with us as we go from Hosannas to crucify him. We begin this worship with a special music, the Palms. Continue our worship with our opening prayer. Let us pray. Oh God, open our hearts and our minds this day as we move from the celebration of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem to hear of his passion and the reality of the cross. Help us to experience both realities, knowing that at times we experience the joy of celebration, but also the pain and struggle of the cross. Bless us this day, whether here in sanctuary or online, as we hear your amazing story, as we experience the love that sustains us and gives us hope and life. Now bless us this day as we proclaim your message of good news to one another and to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Thank you. Sunday reading from Mark chapter 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing, untying that colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed him shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming of the kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.'" This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please stand as we sing, "All Glory, Laud, and Honor."
Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and all who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that to join your death and resurrection, we enter into life with you. Through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You may be seated.
We hear from Philippians, the second chapter. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Jesus is definitely our hope and the hope for this broken world. Let us pray. As we now enter into the contemplation of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ and meditate on the salvation of the world through his suffering, death, burial, and resurrection, Let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Passion story, the story of Jesus' journey to the cross from the Gospel of Mark as our message, allowing those words and truth of God's word to speak to our hearts and to remind us what Jesus did on our behalf so that we may experience God's love and that we may experience new life in him. We begin today's reading after Jesus has done communion with his disciples. Judas has left, and now we find them gathered around the table, and Jesus tells them that they will soon deny who he is, even though they have been his disciples for all these years. We begin this passion story according to Mark.
Today's message is The Passion of Christ, according to the Gospel of Mark. Jesus and the disciples went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said to them,
"You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee."
Peter turned to Jesus and declared,
"Even if all fall away, I will not."
Jesus answered,
"Truly I tell you, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times."
And Peter said,
"Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you."
And all the others said the same.
Jesus and the disciples went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I go pray."
Jesus took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be distressed and troubled. And Jesus said to them,
"My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch."
Going a little farther, Jesus fell with his face to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him.
"Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but your will."
Then Jesus returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"Peter, are you sleeping? Couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Once more, Jesus went away and prayed the same thing. When Jesus came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, Jesus said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer."
Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now, Judas the betrayer had arranged a signal with them.
"The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard."
Going at once to Jesus, Judas said,
"Rabbi!"
And Judas kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Jesus said,
"Am I leading a rebellion that you come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scripture must be fulfilled."
Then everyone deserted him and fled. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind.
They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they might put him to death. But they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. One witness stood up and gave this false testimony against Jesus.
We heard him say, "I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days will build another, not made with hands."
Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus,
"Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?"
But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. And again the high priest asked Jesus,
"Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes and asked the Sanhedrin,
"Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?"
They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said,
"Prophesy."
And then the guards took Jesus and beat him.
While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. She said to Peter,
"You also were with the Nazarene, Jesus."
But Peter denied it and said,
"I don't know or understand what you're talking about."
Peter went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around,
"This fellow is one of them."
Again, Peter denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter,
"Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean."
Peter began to call down curses, and he swore to them,
"I don't know this man that you're talking about."
Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken to him.
"Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me 3 times.
Peter broke down and wept.
Very early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders, the teacher of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"You have said so."
The chief priests accused Jesus of many things. So again, Pilate asked him,
"Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of."
But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was imprisoned with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. So Pilate asked the crowd,
"Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?"
For Pilate knew it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. Then Pilate asked the crowd about Jesus.
"What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?"
They shouted,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
"Why? What crime has he committed?"
They shouted all the louder,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to shout,
"Hail, King of the Jews!"
Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 a.m. when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying,
"So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself."
In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves and said,
"He saved others, but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down from the cross that we may see and believe."
Those crucified with him also heaped insults upon him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m, Jesus cried out with a loud voice,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
When some of those standing near heard this, they said,
"Listen, he's calling Elijah."
Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. And she said,
"Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down."
With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last, saying,
"It is finished."
Then the curtain of the temple was torn in 2 from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said,
"Surely this man is the Son of God."
Close some calvary's.
Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue with receiving our morning offering. Third chapter of Isaiah. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, the gifts of time, talents, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that so needs your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy. New to our prayer list this day is Kathy Fogg, Audie Murtaugh, Alice Bedney, Walter Helmick, and the families and friends of Carlos Olson, John Wahlberg, Carol Shelton, and Bruce Hawking. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving for healing this day is Joyce Greenlee. Oh God, we pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list and for those we know to be in special need of your care and your compassion as we now silently pray to bring our own cares and concerns before you. Lord, in your mercy. O God, empower us to walk with Jesus Christ in this journey of this Holy Week. By your strength, may we not deny Jesus as Peter did, but to seek the love of Christ and to be bold in this journey to the cross. May we truly invite the dying and the rising of Jesus into our hearts and be willing to be formed by our most profound aspects of this faith. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we lift those who grow weary under the weight of their brokenness and pain. We ask that you take their burden and restore them to health and strengthen them in spirit. And may you use us to offer that care to those whose lives are heavy with that pain, illness, despair. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, who gave his only Son so that we might find life and live it abundantly, awaken in each of us the humility to serve wherever creation is broken and in need. By your Spirit, call us into the world as a holy people, dying to the things which separate us from your love and being raised with us in the abundance and joy of hope and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Let us together stand as we sing the prayer that our Lord gave to us.
Once again, we hope the service was a blessing to you as we prepared together this journey of Holy Week. If you are a first-time visitor, please stop by our welcome desk so we have a chance to greet you more formally. And because we are beginning this week we call Holy, I invite you to the services that we're offering this week. On Thursday, we'll be having a worship service at noon and 7 p.m., and our choirs will be help leading that. Again, we'll be focusing on Holy Communion and Jesus washing the disciples' feet. We'll also be stripping the altar as we prepare for Good Friday. On Good Friday, we will hear Jesus' last words from the cross. And again, the choirs will be helping us focus on that. We'll be doing some meditation on each of those words as we prepare ourselves for the Easter celebration. At the noon and 7 o'clock, the choirs will lead. At 3 o'clock will be our country trio. And then for our Easter weekend, we'll have our normal service times, 3 and 5 on Saturday, 8, 9:30, and 11 on Sunday. We invite you to join us, whether here in sanctuary or online, for those services as we celebrate both the reality of Jesus dying for us on the cross and that the tomb is empty. He is risen and we too have life. Now, this day I invite you to receive this blessing both here in sanctuary and online. As you go from here, remember that you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Trust in God and love one another deeply. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our closing hymn.
Peace. We are the body of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.